What's going on, guys? Let's keep this playing just for a second. Oh boy, we've got a show. A lot of stuff. As you guys know, a lot has happened in this week, and I'm going to try to break it all down so everyone understands, I guess, the gravity of what has actually happened and what it means for trucking. All right. Well, my name is Steve. This show is called Freight Broker Live. It is the one and only talk show on social media that is run by an active freight broker, someone that works in it day in, day out, whether they like it or not. And that guy is me. If you notice, normally I go live at 2 o'clock. I postponed my show because I was trying to figure out the best way to get all this information out. And there is really no other way just to talk about some of this stuff. So the very first thing I'm going to talk about today is, what am I doing here? I'm going to put this up on the screen. 1 second. All right. So here's President Trump's speech. And here are the new guidelines that he suggested today. So everyone should listen to this. If you're watching this, go ahead and share it out. Listen, this is a call-in show, so the phone line will be up later. I read the comments and all that good stuff, but just listen.
On the guidelines of the task force, the new modeling conducted by Dr. Birx, and our consultation with governors, we've made the decision to further toughen the guidelines and blunt the infection now. We'd much rather be ahead of the curve than behind it, and that's what we are. Therefore, my administration is recommending that all Americans, including the young and healthy, work to engage in schooling from home when possible, avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people, avoid discretionary travel, and avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, and public food courts. If everyone makes this change or these critical changes and sacrifices now, we will rally together as one nation. And we will defeat the virus, and we're going to have a big celebration all together.
Well, we're going to have a celebration when we beat this virus. Anyway, that wasn't the part of the news that was really crazy. So we know, everyone that's been paying attention to social media knows what's been going on. That's how we're getting as many people. That's how everyone's getting their knowledge. You guys, I have 70 people across all platforms right now watching this video. You guys are all trying to get current on what's going on by watching this video. That's what happens on social media. So you guys also saw this address was done at 3 o'clock. Here's another video. And this is a question and answer. It may be a little loud, but just bear with it.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. President, a lot of people are concerned about how long all of this might last. Do you have any kind of estimate that if Americans really were to band together and do what the White House is suggesting, how quickly you could turn this corner?
My favorite question, I ask it all the time. How many times, Anthony? I think I ask him that question every day, and I speak to Deborah. I speak to a lot of them. I get the opinion. So it seems to me that if we do a really good job, we'll not only hold the death down to a level that is much lower than the other way had we not done a good job, but people are talking about July, August, something like that. So it could be right in that period of time where it washes through. Other people don't like that term, but where it washes through.
So is this the new normal until the height of the summer?
We'll see what happens, but they think August, could be July, could be longer than that. But I've asked that question many, many times. Yes.
That's not good. No matter which way you look, that is not good. As you guys see, all the information that's scrolling down below, that is current. It is best as I can get it current. This is pretty gnarly. I mean, it's not even a good word for it. It's crazy when you actually think about it and you think about the scope of this thing and what it's going to have on our economy. I mean, the stock market closed 3,000 points down. It's insane. 3,000 points down today. I mean, we have here, you can see here's the scale. This is also found on my website as well. We have 181, sorry, it's not showing correct on the screen, but 181,000 total confirmed worldwide, 7,126 deaths. In the United States, we have 4,632, and I believe it's 70. Well, nope, the deaths went up. So now the deaths are at 85. It's crazy. So the deaths went up while the number that I have down below also went up. So it went up quite a bit. So, I mean, this is crazy. We have roughly 20 states that have closed down restaurants, closed down bars, closed down movie theaters, closed down gyms, closed down malls, and we have casinos that are closed down everywhere. I mean, you guys, the normal people who watch my show, you understand that I'm not much of a panicky guy, but this is really gnarly, no matter which way you look. You know, to extend on, for example, last Friday, we realized at some point Thursday is when it changed for everyone pretty much. Friday is when it became like super real. People started getting, you know, infected. It became, you know, big MLB, NHL, golf, everything, NBA, all the sports. UFC says they're still going to fight. They're just going to do it without audiences. But there's a whole bunch of different things. Casinos started closing. That's a big deal because it's thousands and thousands of employees. I mean, we've got celebrities. This is extremely widespread. And again, the fatality rate of it isn't like super crazy. It's not, or the mortality rate isn't. It's just crazy. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. And so everyone knows on Saturday, I think the FMC, so on Friday, President Trump declared the national emergency, a national disaster emergency declaration for the entire United States. And then for the very first time ever, the FMCSA pulled all their hours of service regulations, which four carriers that are participating in this relief effort, whatever the effort is. There's been all sorts of issues about what, and I'll go into it. I'll go into the hours of service and what it applies and all this stuff. I'm going to give a little disclaimer. There is absolutely no way that I'm going to be able to accommodate everybody in this video. So if you're like soft or you don't really like talking, this may not be the best show for you because I am an opinionated guy, and I'm going to be kind of opinionated today in terms of trucking and in terms of what I think trucking needs. And again, most of you guys are going to watch and be like, freight broker, whatever. Why is he talking about truck drivers? Well, I was a truck driver for years, owned my own trucks. I've been in that seat, and I miss it, and I want to do my best to try to be the voice of you guys through this show. And so a lot of the things I'm going to say are going to offend some people. A lot of things people are going to agree with, and I'm just going to kind of run with it the best that I can for this show. So with the hours of service, for anyone who doesn't know, again, I own Freight Broker Live, which is this website. You guys can go to it. It's freightbrokerlive.com. I cover current news and events and all sorts of stuff. All the ads on there are paid. They're paid ads, so those are paid sponsors. This show is sponsored by Trucker Tools. I'm not going to talk too much about Trucker Tools because it's an app that every truck driver should have anyway, and I'm all fired up anyway from trying to figure it out, so I'm not going to go through my little read with Trucker Tools. If you need an app, that's great and works, go get Trucker Tools. All right, so first, the hours of service. So there's a lot of question about what the hours of service actually mean and what or the hours of service like exemption, who it applies to. Does that mean all trucks have to get off the road? Do these quarantines and New Jersey's curfew, does that apply to trucks? No. I've fielded calls, lots of calls about people that are like, oh, do I have to stop driving? Do I have to stop driving? No, you don't. You are exempted from these quarantines and this as of right now because they need trucks. That's the thing everyone has to remember is we need trucks. Trucks replenish everything. The problem I see is that companies are closing and companies are shutting down. There's a steel mill that is shut down for 2 weeks. Why? Because half of their employees called out sick. There's numerous companies, Walmart, a bunch of their employees called out sick at one distribution center and trucks were being held for 30 plus hours. And that's not even just to get their trailer loaded. That's to have a trailer for them to pick up because they're doing power only moves. This is going to drastic. And again, people are going to be like, oh my God, you're being too crazy. This is going to affect trucking in a major, major, major way. It's going to affect the world in a major way. As you know, pretty much every school is closed. I think every school is closed right now. And they're not going to open anytime soon. My wife is a teacher. If anybody doesn't know, she is going into school next Monday. They've already canceled school, but there's a mandatory meeting so they can plan on how to teach from home. So it's looking, when she told me that, I'm like, okay, so now they're going to be finishing out the school year, however long it is, from home. So think about all the people that work and their kids go to school and have jobs. What's going to happen to these people? What kind of resources are they going to have? Because our government certainly doesn't have as much money as is that to float the, you know, everything. I know Maryland is actually, you know, put out some pretty good rules. They've restricted everything in terms of food and bars and movie theaters and all that stuff, just like everybody else. But they also said, hey, you cannot evict anybody for non-payment of rent. You can't turn off any utilities. You can't do any of this stuff. So they protected the class that's going to be affected by this. You know, I finally got toilet paper. I don't know if I told you guys. I did on Saturday. My wife and I went to a total of 16 stores to try to find toilet paper over 3 days or 2 days. And we were unable to. You know how I finally got toilet paper? Thanks, Jeremy. Jeremy picked up a boat for me. I was being a broker. That's my job. So I had him come down and pick up a boat. He's a truck driver. He found toilet paper on the way and actually bought toilet paper for me because we didn't have any toilet paper. But this is going to be a big deal, no matter what. And we haven't even heard like the rest. I mean, this is crazy. Oh God, it's crazy. I was trying to think. That's why I didn't make a show at 2. Plus, my wife and kids are all here, so it was loud during the day. So I didn't want to make a video then. But this is crazy. This is crazy. Let me read some of the comments. I'm gonna throw the phone number up intermittent. Well, I'm gonna throw it up every now and then because it's gonna screw up my scroller at the bottom. I didn't plan for it. So the call-in line is 914-803-4008. If you got something to say, call in. I'll put you on the air. Just be, you know, as appropriate as you possibly can be. This is made into a podcast, and I'd rather not have it taken down because people get obnoxious. But that number is there. If anyone wants to call in. I do read chats, and I'm going to go through it. I am going to talk about this looming shutdown that all these drivers keep talking about, and I'm going to give my opinion on that. I'm going to talk about some of these broker comments that I see in the chat because we have a lot of viewers and a lot of people in chat. So you guys got to bear with it the best that you can. If you're watching this on YouTube, like the video. If you're watching it on Facebook, go ahead and share. Type comments if you have any questions. All right, so we have a lot of comments. So I'm not going to be able to get to all these. Trucker John Ruda said, when are brokers going to adjust their rates to reflect the market? Rates didn't really go up that high today. I mean, I did my part as a broker. I quoted a shipment to my customer. The average rate on 300 miles or 200 miles was, it was like 250 miles going into where I, Long Island from Pennsylvania for this one. The average rate was 1450 or something like that. This is a partial load. So I quoted a full truckload, quoted $1,900 to the customer, talked to a couple of carriers. They didn't want it. And I offered it for $1,850. Just, you know, I'm a volume broker, so I do things a little bit different. But again, it was a partial too. If anyone has a step deck up near like Allentown, let me know. Anyway, send me a message or something. Bridget Belton on Facebook said, I didn't take it seriously until my small town bought out the stores. I'm more worried about the way people will behave. That's what I've said in virtually every single conversation. I'm worried about how people will behave with this. All the people that are out of work and all the people that are out of school and what they're going to do to keep themselves entertained. Because you can't go to a mall. You can't go see a movie. You can't do any of these things that you used to be able to do. So it's pretty unnerving to me, to be honest. You know, it's crazy. Trucker Josh or Right Lane said to Trucker Josh, as soon as the drivers start asking for the rates, crazy how many drivers haven't figured it out. Well, drivers are asking for rates. I'm not going to read all these comments. There's too many. I'll try to keep going. Jose said FMCSA needs to see the damage they do to us all. All right. So I guess you're talking about the shutdown stuff. So I'm going to, yeah, you were. You're the same guy that said that FMCSA. So let me talk about a shutdown. And because, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that are advocating trucks to shut down. There's a bunch of people, $18.50 for a 250-mile partial. Yeah. Yeah. Because it was going out to the islands. So you're going to have $200 in tolls just to get out there. But yeah, I mean, it's a partial. So if I move it as a partial, even if I pay full truckload, I'll still move it as a partial, meaning you could try to fit something out there. But yeah, anyway, it's crazy. All right. So let me talk about this trucker shutdown and all this stuff that people are talking about. Listen, I get it. Hours of service suck. I've said that in pretty much every single video I've ever made. The FMCSA doesn't do a good job with hours of service. It's not good. They've suspended hours of service for people who are participating in recovery efforts. There's been so much confusion on what that actually means, what you're hauling. To be honest, nobody knows. Nobody knows what you actually are hauling and what qualifies. Normally it's food, medical supplies, people. That's what the actual, you know, declaration says. A lot of people are out there and saying, listen, because this doesn't go, either unplug and just run, you know, just unplug. That was one article I wrote where a trade organization was advising their members to just unplug and not deal with the ELDs. And then another company was, here's the truth. Everyone wants to implement change. All truckers want to implement change in the industry. Shutting your trucks down, because there's a ton of people that are advocating to do shutdowns and to just stop your trucks and block the highways and let the world know how much people need trucks. Well, everyone knows they need trucks. That is why they suspended the FMCSA hours of service, because they also understand they're flawed. You get that? So here's my suggestion, and then maybe this is just me talking, maybe no one understands, and maybe nobody cares. But what I would suggest people do is do your job. Drive your trucks. If you are on an exempt load, do your best to just do well. Pay attention. Do not crash. Do not drive when you're super tired. And then align yourself with a trade group that actually cares and actually wants to fight for the right things. Now, I know there are other trade groups out there. There are a bunch, and you have to figure out which one's good. Find the one that's going to advocate and say, listen, we went through a 2-month quarantine or however the hell the long this thing is going to take. And we had all these trucks running responsibly, bringing all this freight, replenishing the shelves, keeping America going. And we had very minimal effort or very minimal. We had very little problems. If you then have the biggest case study to justify how the current hours of service are flawed by showing that you can actually do things the right way. Shutting down trucks does nothing to better any purpose at all. It doesn't do anything to go to the FMCSA and say, well, I completely get it now. They shut down their trucks in a time of need, so let's give them everything they want. No. What you would have a much better chance of accomplishing is doing your job, you know, hauling the freight, keeping your you know, being safe, not crashing, not driving super tired. And then going, once this whole thing is finally done, if it ever is, go back and have a people have a good representation. You know, it's hell. I'll start a nonprofit and I'll go up to Washington and I'll advocate for people if nobody else is going to do it the right way. Because That is the way you can implement change, by showing why the change is flawed and showing how you can do something the right way. I would absolutely love it if brokers, as they noticed that this increase was coming on, rates, here's the thing that's crazy, because I am a freight broker, so I follow all the freight broker trends as well. There was articles that came out and said they saw an increase in spot rates, and spot rates were dramatically higher today. This is brokers saying this. And then you have carriers that are saying, nah, we didn't see a huge increase. You didn't see a bunch of stuff like everyone else has said. Again, a Big Rig Radio Network said he negotiated several loads for an average of 30% more money. You're going to have that ability now because people need it. But that's going to die out, and it's going to die out very quickly, guys. Okay, because yes, trucks are going to replenish these stores quickly, and the panic buying is going to subside eventually because people are not going to be working because they're not allowed to. 20 states have shut down. Essentially, San Francisco told everybody stay inside all the time. New Jersey put an 8 o'clock curfew on everybody. 20 states have said you can't go to restaurants, you can't do this, you can't go to movie theaters. People are not going to be spending money. People are worried about their jobs, just as you guys are. You're worried about your jobs, and you're worried about doing everything. People are not going to be spending money, so manufacturing is going to slow down or stop. What do you think is going to happen to trucking? You know, it's crazy. Jose said, when Sandy did our job hauling all the garbage out of New York City, how did they pay us? When Katrina did our job... Yeah, Jose, I don't know. I mean, you just seem to be one of the guys that are super aggressive about everything. Why don't you call in, buddy? The phone number is scrolling below. 914-803-4008. Call in. You know, I'm willing to listen to anybody. But I could tell you, shutting down or all these, you know, requests to defund the FMCSA, they're never going to work. The best way to do it is, and trust me, I've built a freight news brand. Whether or not people have heard it before today, I don't care. But I have a very large following. I have 250,000 paid views a month. My podcast has 10,000 downloads per month. I've built this brand in 3 or 4 months, you know, nonstop working. This is my full-time job now. I still have my brokerage, but this is my full-time job, or I consider it that. I'm so frustrated because there's no voice out here for anybody. You know what I mean? You have the SBTC who tries whatever they're, you know, and I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to beat up any of these nonprofits and all these people. But who actually cares about trucking? Who actually in their leadership has time behind the wheel? I know the ATA has their VP of government affairs. That dude's awesome. He did a Senate thing. And he spoke very good, but then the ATA also works directly against, you know, independent truckers quite a lot. SBTC, I don't think they've accomplished anything, to be completely honest. They take credit for certain things. They put out a petition right before the president declared a national emergency, which everybody knew he was going to do. And then they claim that, you know, their thing was granted. Good. More power to them. The thing that trucking needs is... people to work together and actually say, hey, listen, look, when you guys needed us, we succeeded. We've been complaining about hours of service forever. In times of need, you remove these requirements. Look how we did. Look at the safety records up during this time. Look at how little accidents there were. Look at all these things. And then use that as a lobbying tool. Nobody does that because nobody cares. It doesn't do anything for anybody. And the only thing people do is say, shut down, shut down. Let's shut down the trucks. Let's get stricter hours of service. Let's put ELDs in trucks. It's crazy. Hold on. We have a caller. What's up? You're on the air.
Hey, Steve. This is Roman. Yeah, I totally agree with you that right now it's the time to run and make the money because we don't know what's going to happen after probably 2 weeks. And I'm trying to figure out the emergency freight, you know, going to one of these facilities that have, you know, that are running 24 hours behind and you're sitting there for a day. What is a reasonable detention rate that a broker would pay? Because if, you know, if it's, you know, even $50 an hour, then it doesn't really make sense for me to go there. I'd rather just run a non-emergency freight. Those rates are already up by, 25 to 30%, and make my money that way.
What do you mean?
I'm getting different rates. Some people are like $50 an hour. Some people are like $150 an hour with no limit.
For detention?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, detention rate is all depending on what the broker is paying, or unless they're under a government contract and they have to pay what's called prevailing wage. But it all depends on who the broker is that you're working with if you're not under the direct contracts yourself. I would say what you should do is try to make as much money as you can in the future. And then if you can find somebody that has this the government freight or this surplus freight, and it's going to help you grow and do and stay afloat. I know you said you think we have like 2 weeks of rates being good. I don't even think we have that. I think we're going to be lucky if we get towards the end of the week, to be honest. You know, it's crazy. I mean, so much happened today. 20 states have essentially shut down. What do you think is going to happen in the next week? I mean, this has all happened in one day. It's intense. But in terms of detention rates, I don't know. I'm not even thinking about detention, bud. I'm thinking about if you're hauling freight and it's going to, you have to do whatever you got to do, to make sure you can pay your bills. So if a broker that pays a detention rate of $40 an hour is too low for you, which it granted, it's too low for everybody. It should be $75 an hour, just like, cost rise, blah, blah, blah. We're not talking about that today. But then you have to do whatever. I can't help you make your own business decisions. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, like, are there even brokers that will pay $150, or is that a number that somebody just kind of pulled, out of thin air, and it's not really realistic because we see that, everywhere.
No, I don't. I mean, besides us, I don't know anybody that pays over the industry average standard. Agency office pays $75 an hour. But the reason why we do that is because we have it built into our rates with the customers. And the majority of the customers know that. I went to two customers and said, hey, listen, we're going to have to bill you $75 an hour for detention after 2 hours, because that's what the national average should be. $40 an hour is not an adequate amount for a driver to sit and wait for 3 hours. It's not, in my opinion. So I had several customers that said, well, we're not paying that. And I said, all right, goodbye. That's it. I can't say what other brokers do, because I don't pay attention to what other brokers do. To me, the national average for detention rate should be $75 an hour. That's it. And there's no negotiation. Anyone who pays less than that is a less than broker in my mind, because they're not, they don't have their ear to trucking, because think about it. Maybe 15 years ago, it cost a driver to sit for an hour. Now it doesn't. The trucks used to make $400 a day and be happy with it. Now they can't make $400 a day. Otherwise they're going to lose. You know what I mean? It can't. It's crazy, but thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yep.
All right. And we have another caller. Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
Is it me, right? Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm out here running the emergency freight. I was running it for one company. It kind of slowed down a little bit, and I did a cold call to a grocery distributor that's not far from my house. He's like, yeah, get here. How many trucks have you got? I said, well, it's just me and my other trucks. So I got two. He said, I need 10 trucks. I'm 155 loads behind. So I told him, I'm coming. And I got there and I done the Steve Oatley thing. I sat down with him and said, this is what my rate needs to be. This is what my detention needs to be. This is what my layover pay is. He said, dude, if you get detention or layover, I'll agree to them rates, because it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
The stores are just, they're loving us. We're showing up, and as you pull into town with a trailer that's got the logo on the side of it, you start a parade, because people start following you because they know you've got stuff they need.
Right.
So I've hit the scales a couple times. I got one in Georgia. There were three different DOT men in there. I went in with my rate sheet and my BOL, And all three of them had different answers. They're like, one of them guys like, well, I would hit you for because you're in violation because you're carrying ice cream and that's not essential. And the other guy says, well, you carried any groceries, so it is essential. Another guy says, I don't know. I'd have to call a supervisor. So they, I asked him specifically, if it says emergency on my BOL, is that good? He said, yeah, that would alleviate it. So that's what I have. This company has got a memorandum saying they're doing emergency restock.
Right. And that's the thing. If you've been,
well, I mean,
right. If you've been to a grocery store, it's not just canned goods. It's not just toilet paper. It's a whole bunch of stuff. You know,
it's everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
I mean, Tide.
It literally said, I mean, it did
the stuff that's gone.
Right. It did say food. So it said food to restock shelves. So as I said in one of my articles in my video on Saturday, I don't know. I don't do a much emergency freight. Here's my opinion. If you question whether or not the freight that you are carrying qualifies as the emergency freight, and meaning you don't have to keep your hours of service, whatever, assume it's not. if you could tell it is, yes, and the broker says it is, and the paperwork says it is, I wouldn't do it. I would never assume it is just because a broker says it is. Ever. I would only base it on the shipper definition. Yeah.
The one advantage we have, I'm doing direct for the the distributor. There's no broker involved.
Right.
But I'm with you because the broker will tell you whatever he needs to tell you to make you
just to get the load sold. Right.
But they haven't. When I showed up, it was so weird. I've been working with brokers so long that I was used to rate contracts and a non-disclosure and all this other mess. Yeah, there was none of that. I had to write my own contract and get them to sign it. So I had the rate locked in writing, and I put it all in there. It's all there, and they're running an emergency declaration on their stuff. It's working. I mean, I've been through the scales twice, and they pulled me in, and all three of my clocks are red on my e-log.
Right.
And I just keep logging it like I'm doing yard work. If I pull off somewhere because I'm tired, I go to rest stop, and I hit brake or I hit sleeper berth. But they're telling their company drivers that they can do up to a 16-hour day. And then they have their own rules and regulations, but it doesn't apply to us because we're owner operators. And the guy told me, he said, drive when you're tired, stop. And then when you're ready to go again, go.
Right.
He said, it's 100% on you.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. And both me and my other driver.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. You know, and there is a lot of confusion on whether or not, I mean, there's been other articles written and other people have talked about all the confusion around what qualifies as this exempt, you know, what qualifies as relief freight. And I mean, it's pretty clear. It's food. It's missing like paper products or something, but it says food for restocking. So if your shipper writes, you know, and has, I wouldn't even say writes. I would say if it's typed out and says this is for restock, emergency restock or whatever, then that's good. Someone else I saw in one social media post said there's something, if you're on a FEMA load, you can call and they'll give you a verification number. But this is different. This isn't FEMA stuff, you know, so it's different. But the only thing I would say is, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Drive safe. Don't drive super tired because you can. Drive safe. You know, that's what a lot of people are like, oh, we're going to go make money because we're just going to turn and burn as much. You're still supposed to, when you make your destination, you're still supposed to take 10 off. That's what the regs say. So even though you're on,
it says I can. When I read it line by line, it says if a driver requests rest, he must be granted 10.
Right.
But it doesn't say I have to when I get back. And that's what I'm doing. I'm rolling the big boy roll is when I start to get tired, I'm going to find me a place to stop. And that's it. That's part of going.
Right.
And I do that when I'm under regular hour service. If I start getting sleepy and I start seeing stuff on the road that ain't really there, I'm finding a place to stop.
Yeah.
I just don't give a damn. If I'm late, the broker's going to charge me, so be it.
Yeah.
That's just, I ain't going to hit somebody. I got a perfect CSA score. And I've had a perfect CSA score for years because I maintain my equipment. I ain't about to lose my business or my life over a stupid $100 deduction on a load because I'm late. It ain't worth it. And I ain't going to be out here. I ain't going to be the dude on the news that's breaking hours of service for this emergency stuff. And I'd be the first one to cause a fatality wreck. It ain't going to be me or my company.
And hopefully it's not. Hopefully it's not anyone.
The first one of us, exactly. The first one of us that's in a wreck over that hour of service thing. I mean, they're going to be front page news. You pretty much hang it up if you're a small carrier because you ain't going to work for nobody.
Right. And not only that, because at that point, you're proving hours of service, the current regs that are in place, you're proving them correct. Because the reason why they're in place is because the government and the FMCSA feels that people can't care for themselves, can't manage their own time, and can't take care of their own logs. And that's why they have all these guidelines that are out there. Right. And that's what I'm saying about the whole shutdown crap that everyone's talking about. Because it doesn't just do your job, you know, just do well. Show everybody that you can do it. I will publicize every single little thing. If someone comes down here, you know, I've got six truck stops within like 5 miles of me. Park at, you can't fit in my street, but I'll meet you at a truck stop. We'll shoot an interview. I'll submit that shit to every single news station in Florida and try to get the play. I've contacted all the big news branches and say, hey, you need to focus more on trucking. You know, you see the, you know, thank a trucker, that hashtag's been going around for, you know, since the FMCSA declaration went out, because they understand they put this HOS breakout and what do people do is complain. I mean, that's social media is just full of people complaining,
like
left and right.
The guy you wanted to talk about wanted to do the shutdown till 7 o'clock because he had a load to get to. Now, come on, dude. You know,
that was the stupidest thing.
I've laughed over that story and shared it. It's just, I'm like, come on. But yeah, shutdown. Yeah, right now when cotton's high or the hay's high and it's time to make, and you want to just shut down just to prove a point. Well, for one, I'm that guy that's going to drive by you during the shutdown, and I'm going to go get your load. Sorry. Because to me, I'm running 220 a mile on this emergency stuff. That's good money to me, and I'm running it. I was happy with that rate. And the guy, I asked him, I said, well, can you do 221? He said, it's 220, and as bad as I need trucks, I'll send you on down the street. So I said, well, 220 it is. Right. And it's every mile loaded, and I'm running their trailers, so I got none of that to worry with.
Right.
They provide the reefer fuel. If I hit a toll, they pay it. If I catch an overweight ticket over an axle, they pay that. It's right in the contract with them.
Right.
But, you know, it's run till I'm done and then go.
Yeah.
So, I'm out here running the big boy rules now, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, you're running like you're supposed to. That's kind of the goal of trucking is to run like you're supposed to. But hey, man, thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. And I got your stuff on your way. I'm the one that emailed you about your address. It's on the way.
All right. Cool. Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye. All right. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I like talking to truckers. So no matter which way, I was telling my buddy Jeremy, who dropped off the toilet paper today, is, you know, he's got a CB in his truck and he was listening to all the drivers talk about everything on the way down. I got one in my car. So when I'm on the road, I listen to everybody and talk, and I miss driving. I really do. You know, and like he said, I talked about it on Saturday. There was someone that was in one of the groups on social media that said, hey, listen, he posted it at like 10 o'clock and said, I have I've got this great idea. I'm going to be by a bridge in Mississippi. I need three other trucks. We'll stop all traffic. We'll show everybody how much trucks are valued and how much people need us, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay. So you're going to show everyone how much we need by trucks by being a nuisance, because that's really going to accomplish something. It will get you in the news for being a bonehead, because I will cover it, you know. But then the funny thing about that was he posted at like 10 o'clock in the morning and said, I just need three trucks, but we got to get this done by 7 because I got to go pick up my load. So it wasn't important for him to actually like follow through with it. It was just important enough to make a stand and get on the news and throw up middle fingers and do all that stuff. And then, but he had to make sure he made his pickup by 10 or by 7. It's stupid. Do you know what you guys do to accomplish it, to accomplish stuff? When you go make deliveries and you see 5 or 6 people, call the police, ask for an escort, or and make it so it's in the news. You know, call the news. You got a load of toilet paper. It's going to a place and you know it's going to be crazy. Call and say, hey, man, I'm an over-the-road trucker. We're delivering this load. If you want any you want any film of me delivering a load to a Walmart that has no, you know, freight, call. Do that. There's so many different things you can do. Take pictures. Post on social media about how, look what we can actually do. We're, like he said, big boy trucking. You can do the job. You know what I mean? Because that's exactly how you get through to people, by doing it well. You know, if we, and I'll be honest, if we get through this and we don't have a bunch of accidents, we don't have a bunch of all these, the things that are probably inevitable because we just have bad drivers on the road, is if we get through this, I will be, and I already am, but I will be trucking's biggest person out there, dude. I seriously will. I'll start my own, you know, association if nobody else is going to actually listen to the actual voice of the trucker, up to the people that are driving. I'll go up to Washington. I'll write politicians. I'll change Freight Broker Live to, you know, something else, and I'll focus on that, because that's, people need to understand that. People have to understand that truckers are the backbone of the country. And if we keep doing all this stupid crap and say, oh, we're going to shut down, let's throw middle fingers up in the air, we're just not going to be professional. It's not going to, it doesn't impress anybody. I mean, it really doesn't. It's not a good way to get anybody's point across, in my opinion. This is my show, and I have my own opinion. So if you don't like it, screw off. Anyway, Jose Vargas Garcia on Facebook said he's been sitting since Thursday. That's good. I mean, you have no reason to sit. Otherwise, you're trying to protest something, which is it. What are you trying to protest? You're trying to protest that America doesn't appreciate trucking? That sitting doesn't do that. Doing the job and showing that you're doing the job, and it, you know, take pictures and tag media and tag all these different entities and you know, do happy trucker. Let's create a hashtag. I don't know what the hell it is. Let's figure it out what it is. And then everyone post it. That's what people have to do. It's we need a voice. We need a voice in the industry, because otherwise, when we have, because think about it, who do they call every time there's a natural disaster? Truckers, all. And yet, as soon as that's done, they remove the reprieve from following the service and stuck doing what, you know, following through these crappy guidelines that they have in place. Because nobody says, "Hey, look what we did. You released these hours of service because you needed us. Now you put them back on, constraining what we can do. But look what we did when you needed us. And we did it right." So, you know, and work with it. We need someone, some voice that's actually going to go out and say that kind of crap. But, you know, and I'll do it. If people, because I don't see anybody. I'll be honest, I asked one guy to step down just because he's got such a great platform. And he's just tarnished. It's not a good one. It's just not a good name. He's got a great platform, actually changing the focus of this trade group. So it actually seems like it has a better focus. But people don't care. I mean, we'd rather create all these fancy petitions to defund the FMCSAs or you know, let's send cease and desist letters because there's no trucking at a truck stakeholder meeting. There's no parking at the stakeholders meeting. They had a parking garage right across the street. Like, come on, this is silly. Jose Vargas on Facebook said he doesn't want to come into town and find out that my town is in quarantine like New Rochelle and not be able to get to my family. Well, again, that's because you have to pay attention to the news, Jose, and not social media, because New Rochelle isn't in a full quarantine. They are in a restrict. So they're just like everybody else, where they don't want you out and about. Several states have it now. You could still go in and come out. They're not blocking the roads with the military. That's a big misconception from it. But yeah. Sorry, someone called in and they were on hold. Call back. I apologize. If I'm talking, I can't pick it up while I'm in the middle of a sentence, because I'll forget what I'm talking about. Steve for president. Not happening. Corona, trucker's voice. Maybe that one. I don't know if that's not a hashtag already, but that's what it should be. And we should be using it and say trucker's voice. And that's what we need, is people need to hear truckers. And you know what? And I'm not just truckers exclusive. I'm saying brokers too. There's a whole segment of brokers that are actually really good. Really good. I was a broker. There are brokers that actually care about the industry a lot. Do brokers deserve to make money? Of course, just as carriers do. Should there be a cap on how much brokers make? No, because this is a free market. People can make whatever they want. But carriers need to justify their expenses, and they need to be paid what they're worth. And that all starts with carriers actually standing up for themselves and saying, listen, this is our cost to operate. I'm not running this freight for less than that, because that is the cost. That's what I need. If we got drivers that are out there pulling for $1.30, it's not going to work. And more often than not, if you check the safety scores of those drivers that are out there pulling those crappy rates, I guarantee those are the guys, the chameleon carriers, and the guys getting pulled in for bad logs, and the guys getting pulled in for inadequate equipment and safety violations and all that stuff. You know, if I had more time and indispensable amounts of money, I would go after each and every single one of those guys. I'd sit at the truck stop and write down every single beat up truck that passed through and write their MC number down and just be like, why are you on the road? You don't deserve it. Or people that sit for 25 minutes trying to back in their trailer because they don't know how to drive a damn truck. Anyway, Kevin Drone on Facebook said, hey, I love the stream. I've been buying and selling for 25 years and freight. Today was the craziest day ever for me, between shippers not knowing what to do and trucks calling in wild rates. Retailers need first dibs on food for the public, which is highly needed. Trucks need to get paid what they deserve. If this gets real bad, be aware of your surroundings when driving and delivering. Crime is going to climb for sure. It's going to. I mean, it's going to for a couple of days. People are, I mean, this is my hope, that people are going to realize, okay, this is not going to be very quickly. Manufacturing is going to slow down quite a bit. Not that I'm hoping for that, but I'm hoping that people will stop going to grocery stores and buying out everything for no freaking reason. Like the grocery store morning, and a lady was there, and she literally had 40 gallons of water. An old lady. She's like, I'm going to drink it. I'm like, bullshit you are. There's no way. You weigh like five pounds soaking wet, and you're buying 40 gallons of water. And the Publix made her put it back because there's no reason to buy that much water. Now all these places have instituted all this stuff. And you guys want to talk a little bit about driver, about respecting drivers and all that stuff. People don't. There's no other way. There's no way. People don't understand it. I guess I'm having audio and video issues. So I apologize. They're bad. They're clean on my end. So I don't know. Normally I can tell the stream goes on. Here's the thing. There's been so many different reports. So we know that restaurants are closing. Restaurants, truck stop restaurants are closing. You no longer sit down to have a meal. I think that is extremely wrong, because you're just encouraging drivers to stay in their truck even more, which is not healthy. Encouraging them to grab fast food. You're encouraging so many things that's wrong when you're trying to get them actually haul freight, which in haul freight, typically at a discount and run longer hours than normal. It yeah, I don't know why it's breaking up, guys. Hopefully it fixes itself, because I don't know why it's bad. There's nothing I could do. It's clean on my end. I actually have my computer actually plugged into, so that's for that. Yeah, it's stupid. I mean, there were reports that several truck stops were shutting down the showers and not allowing drivers to shower in them. There were reports that bathrooms were closed because they didn't want to have employees clean the stuff. There were, you know, like, you know, James said, you know, people dropping, you know, their piss jokes. It's people need to care about the industry. That's it. In a time right now, the country needs people. People need people. People need trucks, especially now. And this is the time when you actually need to prove your worth as truck drivers. Because unfortunately, you have to prove it, because nobody cares. You know, there's no voice out there for truckers to actually say, hey, listen, look at what we can do. You know, you see it every now and then. Someone will cover something. Oh, we're going to drive on the highway and slow down our trucks, blocking traffic and screwing over everybody else that, you know. But, and I get it. It tries to get the point across. It doesn't do it. It doesn't do it for me. Osman said, people need people. Come on, dude. It's 8:00. I'm tired. Actually, it's almost 9:00. Be your best. That's what it should be. You know, it's crazy. Hensley shows, did I trade my computers? No, I actually just moved my camera over so the lighting was a little bit better. And now I could stay this way and not move it. But I will be using a new software for my stream in the coming weeks. Right Lane said, all these closures are in response to potential lawsuits. You know what? That could be too, because nobody wants to get sued. You know? Nobody wants to get sued. If you walk into a place, and, which is the stupidest thing ever, but and you know someone would do it, just like they come after trucks left and right. Someone would do it. Someone would come in and say, well, I went to the mall to, or I went to the movie theater to watch a movie, and I came out, and that's the only thing I did in 3 days, and now I have the coronavirus. I'm going to sue the mall. I'm going to sue AMG or AMC, whatever the hell the movie place is. You could say I don't go to movies that much. People will do that. It's the same reason why they slam on their brakes in front of an 80,000-pound truck. It's the same reason why autonomous trucks will never, ever see the light of day. You know why? Because you're always going to have some little idiot that goes on and slams on the brakes. And I made the comment. I guarantee the first day, you know how they're doing Wilson Logistics and that other company, they're going to be testing all these lead trucks, pontooning, I think is what they called it. Where in certain lanes, they're going to have a truck in the front and then a driver sleeping in a second truck, and then they're going to be driving. It's crazy. I wrote an article on it. You can find out on my website. But that's never going to work, because the first time someone's driving down the road, Locomotion is the company. They're going to be driving down the road. They're going to have seen my article and say, wait, Locomotion, isn't that the autonomous truck company? That article said, first truck had the driver, second truck was a computer. They're passing up and they're like, Chuck's not going to be able to avoid it because it's getting all its guidance from the first truck up ahead. It's stupid. It's not going to work. Osmond said, are you coughing? Are you under coronavirus? Yeah, I'm coughing because I've been talking all day long to customers and everybody. So I keep clearing my voice. You can't see, the camera's far away, but I got caught in mouth like a mother. Whatever. John Shermack, sounds like you'd be a great advocate for professional drivers. Let's get this thing going. I may have to, because there isn't an organization that actually just looks out for the benefit of truckers. not in my book. I don't see one. I wish there was. I don't see one right now. A lot of them seem to be putting out all their own. I don't want to criticize these guys. They all have ulterior motives, though. That's it. They all have ulterior motives. Fluton Pecker said, don't complain about the low rate you took. Brag about not running for less than cost. There you go, buddy. That's what I say all the time. And this is coming from a broker. Carriers have the complete and utter say what rate they get to move their truck. 100%. You know why? Because I can't tell you, you're going to take $2 a mile to do that truck. You know, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. All right, let's see what some of these comments. Yeah, Big Rig Radio Network said, one autonomous truck that runs over a family, it's all over. Absolutely. Think about it. These companies, all these autonomous guys are all VC funded. That's big money. These guys have billion-dollar valuations. Guess what happens the first time they're in an accident? It's done. It's done. You know why? Because no matter what, a computer is not going to be able to dictate what someone else is going to do. So if you got a four-wheeler that's intent on merging into a lane and you've been driving for 50 years and you're not going to be able to forecast that, so how is a computer going to be able to do it? Is it going to be able to, maybe if everyone has microchips in their head and it, you know, sends a signal, it's not going to work. That's why I don't think autonomous trucks. I think the focus is wrong. I don't know why they're focusing on autonomous trucks. Focus on autonomous trains and things that would actually make more sense, right? Because with an autonomous train, you're replacing the engineer. That's it. Or in his assistant, because normally it's two people per train. I guess. I don't know. But that's all you're replacing. You could make it electric, make it all this hybrid crap, make it more wind resistant, blah, blah, blah. And then guess what? You're going to end up saving that money, and trains can haul a lot of freight. You know what I mean? But no, they're spending all this money on autonomous trucks. We can't even drive in Louisiana, for example, safely as truck drivers. We can't, because there's people that are slamming on the brakes and doing it deliberately. There's teams of them. where they got one in front that slams on the brakes. And if you don't hit him, you got one behind you that's going to hit you anyway. So that way they double it up. There was just that big major lawsuit where they were doing that. They had the guy in the front, the guy in the back, and two separate lawyers. So you didn't even know. You're getting hit with lawsuits left and right. It's crazy. There was a comment here. The government isn't telling us everything. Texas schools are closing indefinitely as of today. Hensley Show. Yeah, there's something going on. Like I said, my wife is a teacher. She's off this week anyway. It was spring break for all the kids. Next week, they canceled school in Florida statewide. And she's going in on Monday morning, next Monday, to plan to teach for indefinitely from home, meaning they're going to do virtual, which I have no idea. How are they going to get kids and laptops and computer equipment to teach virtually? I have no idea how that's going to work, but apparently that's what they're going to have to try, because we all saw the video that I played earlier today where the president of the United States said he doesn't think this is going to be done till July or August, which is crazy. James said, your buddy is opening his club and limiting 25 employees and 25 customers. I don't know what you're talking about. You may be having a conversation with somebody else. I advise not a good idea. Silas Gomez said, why are brokers so unfair in negotiations? I do believe most of the loads, they take 50% of the load. Well, that's because you have no idea how logistics or freight brokering actually works. And I'm not saying that to be mean. It's just, it's literally a fact. If you believe most of the brokers take 50% of the load, then you do not understand the logistics process, which if you've watched my show before, also means you shouldn't be in the industry. Because, I mean, those statements aren't true. Brokers aren't making 50% off the load all the time. You know, do they do it once in a while? Absolutely. But especially recently, especially in 2019, brokers aren't regularly making 50% of the load. I take that back, unless you're doing LTL, and then you're probably making 60 or 75. If you're a good salesperson, you get and you have good discounts. Loon Packer said, don't complain about, I already read that. Kevin Donnelly said, it's time for all truckers and brokers to shine. We're the ones that put food in the tables. That's right, buddy. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do, is just keep focusing, keep working, and keep being the voice. When you guys do something good, highlight it. Because that's what we hear in the industry. I've been talking about it for weeks now. We only hear about the bad. I'm media. That's what I do. I own a news outlet. You know, some people want to insult me, call it a blog. I don't care. I have fun doing it, and I'm getting the message across. I own a news outlet. Send me what you did. Send me pictures of your truck. Send me, you know, come to Florida, do an interview. Or when this travel crap is done, I'll come up to you and do an interview. Highlight why trucking is good. Highlight why I love trucking. That's why I make these videos, and that's why I do everything I do, is because I love the industry, and I want other people to love it, and I want it to be a respected industry. And it's not going to be if we keep threatening stupid-ass shutdowns and all the same stuff that everybody does. Those are the people we see. Those, God, they got time on major news. Think about it. You got all these fancy press releases going out from one trade organization that's, let's defund the FMCSA. Let's fight to have pets in the truck. Instead of just saying, hey, listen, you guys don't understand trucking. And possibly it's because a lot of the, you know, now they have some members that actually have some brains, or not brains. They have some people that are involved in the industry that actually have experience behind the wheel. But you can't have a trade organization that doesn't understand trucking. You can't have a trade organization that's made up of people that don't actively live and breathe the industry. Because for me, trucking isn't just a job. It's my life. It's I love it. You know what I mean? And it pisses me off to see every single day on social media, people, you know, well, let's stop trucks. We have a time to shine. You see comments where we have a time to shine. It's followed by, let's shut down. It doesn't make any sense. It's kind of mind-blowing to me, but whatever. We need a voice. And if I have to be that voice, then I'm prepared to do it at this point, because I'm tired. I've asked other people. I said, why don't you actually use the platform you have to do some well, to do some good? Why? Well, I can't do that. Can't do that. I'm speaking for the voice of truckers. I understand what it's like to truck. I climbed up in and out of them for years, but I didn't drive, but I climbed in them. I sat in them and waved. Okay, super trucker. Daniel Jackson on YouTube said, found your channel today. Been looking for a good channel with good info about trucking and up-to-date topics. Thank you. Or that we all think about. Keep it up, man. I will, bud. I'm not going to give up. I had a hard time when we were reporting about the truck stop shooting a while ago and the driver, and I talked to the driver, and that changed what I'm reporting on. I'm reporting on the coronavirus crap. I'm not writing articles about anything else. Why? Because the coronavirus shit scares the crap out of me. To be completely honest, that half of the country is on some sort of lockdown. The other half is going to be on it very quickly. And what's going to happen to the economy? What's going to happen to the trucks? What's going to happen to people that have massive truck notes and manufacturing slows down? What's going to happen? Will it be good when the economy finally comes back? If it does, yeah. But you know, our president, no matter what, and I'm not getting into politics too heavy. I say our president because he's the president of the United States. So if you're a citizen of the United States, he's your president. But keep the politics out of this. He said today that when someone said, "Is this the beginning of a recession?" I think today was the first day he didn't say no. He said it could be. That was a little unnerving to me too. You know, but Big Rig Radio Network on YouTube said the Hensley Show, you have that right back, or you have that right. Something is, my knee is hurting. Something is up. I agree. I mean, I think about it. Let's see how much these have, what the total is. I'll refresh this page. Look here. We'll see what the total is if it's gone up since I started making the video. It has 181,580 worldwide. In the United States, 4,661, 85 deaths. You guys see it just keeps going up. Just going to keep going up. Now, are the deaths a big deal? A lot of people say no. I say it is because I don't want anyone to die because of some stupid ass virus. But that's my opinion. But whatever. Let's see if we got any other comments. If you can't tell, I'm winding down. It's getting late. I'm getting tired of doing this. Right lane said, not my freight broker. You're funny. Oh, God, we had a lot of comments here, huh? I guess I missed a lot of comments. I can't go back through all these. It's going to be too much. Bridget Belton on Facebook said, in Canada, our kids are issued a tablet in school. They are in some schools here. So like my wife's school, all the kids are issued laptops. She teaches a high school. In my son's school, elementary school, they don't. They have some computers for people to use, but not enough for every student. And there's some districts that just do not have enough money to actually provide, you know, kids. And the kids don't have enough money to actually provide their own tablets. It all depends. But Canada closed the border today too, by the way. We have a caller. What's up? You're on the air.
How you doing? I'm a truck driver also. The only thing I'm actually watching on live. God dang it. Hold on.
Yeah.
I apologize if I can hear you. So I'm a truck driver and I always wondered, like, with this new, with the coronavirus or whatever, do you think that they should suspend the hours of service and just let us drive and do what we need to do if they're going to choose to shut us down or not?
Honestly, well, they're not going to choose to shut down trucking. Yeah, trucking's not going to shut down no matter what. Oh, could it be reduced a little bit? Yeah, as manufacturing and demand goes down, it could be down. They're not going to be able to shut it down. Trucking's always going to be needed. It's literally the backbone. People have been hauling freight since the very beginning. It's never going to shut down. Do I think they should? Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion. But, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that are saying, hey, listen, they're going to shut us down. All trucks should go home. I know one other Facebook group was saying that. Do I disagree that you should kind of work by your house? No. I think you should probably try to stay in your region or something just so that way if something does happen and you got to get home, you're not 2,500 miles away. You know, me personally, if I was back out on the road, I wouldn't be. I'd be more worried about not being home and being with my family when people are nuts here. You know, and I'd be. But But that's my personality. I'm also a super aggressive, like, protective person. I want to protect my family. I'm not worried about the virus as much as I'm worried about the way people act. And when you start restricting what people can do, people don't typically respond very well to that. I mean, look at trucking. We restricted hours, or the government restricted hours, and look what people do. They hate trucking now. You know, the biggest spokespeople in trucking are not great people, you know?
Exactly. And that's what I was just wondering. I was like, you know, that was a question I put in the truck driving group. Are we going to slow down or are they going to stop us? Stop with the in-between. God damn it. Just tell us if we're going to work 2 times harder to make sure that we meet demand. Or are y'all going to say, oh, we got to slow down trucking process. What the fuck?
Right. No, I hear you. But I don't think that they're not going to. I mean, it's going to slow down, but it's not going to stop. It's never going to be able to. You know, it depends how long this lasts. Like I said it last week. I called it. I said Monday and Tuesday are going to be interesting. We're going to see where rates stand. I know some brokers say that rates were high. I've had more carriers and brokers say rates didn't really go up that much. We have some on this show that said they went up a little bit today. I'm more concerned about what happens Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If we have, look at the tide that changed today. We had all the states locked down. I mean, how many people are going to actually get sick? Yeah, they're not testing as many people. So how many people are going to get sick and have to miss work? How many kids or how many people are going to have to quit their jobs because they can't afford daycare? And it's going to affect manufacturing. How much? I have no idea because I'm not, you know, a market analyst, so I can't give a rate. To answer your question about whether they should just remove hours of service for everybody, no. And the reason I say that is because I don't, and this may piss some of you guys off, but I don't think hours of service have to be modified. I think if we completely abolish them like people want, there will be the people that do take advantage of it. So I think, but the current hours of service, like that's one of the reasons I got out of driving a truck, because I can drive for a lot longer than 10 hours and I certainly can't sleep for 10 hours. Exactly. That's my wife. I go to bed at 1 o'clock and I wake up at 6 o'clock every day and I'm working, staring at the computer. When I'm driving, my job is to drive. I don't want to sleep for 4 hours and sit up there and go, oh crap. Well, this little clock says I can't move. You know, it's not the ELD either. It's the hours of service. The hours of service are flawed. But we do need that guidance there, because you're going to have some bonehead that says, oh, I have no hours. I'm going to drive from California to Florida and nonstop and crash my truck, you know? So to answer your question, no, I don't think they should abolish hours of service for everybody, but I think they need to be heavily modified to actually reflect what drivers can do. And if a driver can't, you know, if the national average, if drivers can maintain and are comfortable driving 14, 15 hours a day, or max 14, probably for 8 hours of rest, you know, or in the 2 hours off and all that stuff of actual drive time, then it should be a requirement for all drivers to be able to get to that point. You know what I mean? Just like they disqualify people for certain health issues, you know, from driving. I don't know. I'm going way out here. It's late. So I'm going to stop this before I say something stupid. But, you know, it's crazy.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, though.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
All right. Yeah. It's interesting when you think about it. Hours of service are super flawed. I've been saying that for a long time. Do I think ELDs are the reason they're flawed? No, they're flawed because the hours suck. They're just not good. Let me see what some of these comments are. There's a whole bunch of comments here. If I was a broker right now, I'd be taking 50% of load. So many carriers hauling cheap this week. Carriers haul cheap every week. Michael Jewett said, not our brokers are horrible. I'm fair and loved. Cool, buddy. As far as brokers go, you're both good at what you do. Fattening both of you in the driver's pocket. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. There's too many comments here. So, and I listened to my show back at the end, so I don't want to. If you use the Lord's name in vain, you will not have pleasant trip. Shame on you. Okay, buddy. Thanks for talking to me. No problem. Call-in number is scrolling at the bottom of the screen, 914-803-4008. We need hours of service, but we need some flexibility. Yep. Guillermo Diego said a bunch of warehouses are half employed, increasing even more time for offloading and unloading. I know. That's one thing that we definitely heard today. There is a massive wait time getting loaded and offloaded virtually everywhere. You know, the one caller said he's doing all these relief loads. Now he said he's getting offloaded very quickly. I didn't see that. But it's 9 o'clock, Osmond, but I also get very tired towards the end of the day, but I can't stop. Like, you'll watch. I'll probably pump out a couple more articles tonight. Bridget Belton said, do I know anything more about the scientist that was arrested in connection with the bat in China? No, I don't. Microlithic said the city of San Francisco on 24-hour lockdown for 3 weeks. It's not just the city of San Francisco. It's all the surrounding counties as well. 6 different counties. That's insane. That's the most extreme one that we've seen anywhere. So I'm very curious what that means. I didn't look into it too much because it happened when I was at the gym today. Yes, I'm still going to the gym. And I made arrangements, even if Florida does say, hey, listen, no gyms, I am going to the gym because I have to, because otherwise I will flip out and I can't. Someone called in and then hung up. So you can call in again if you'd like. I think it was a 256 number. Bright Lane said, cannot believe we averages are below 2018 rates. Great, one guy eats a bat. Now I cannot retire. Kevin Donnelly asked, where am I located? I'm in South Florida, bud. For now, until I convince my wife to get the hell out of here because it's too hot. But yeah, so key takeaways from this video. I'm going to wrap it up. That's kind of my way of doing it. Key takeaways from this video. We need to work better. We need to do a better job. We need to focus more on it, caring about the industry, I guess. And then highlighting the good of the industry. I say it all the time. I've gotten some flack for it too, because why am I not covering all this? The trucking company closed. How come you're not writing about it? Everyone else writes about it. How come you don't? Because I'm not like everybody else, man. I'm not. I want to be honest, and I want to report on good things, and that's why I'm doing it. So that's it. Franz is here, so we know it's time to end the show. But guys, I'll make a video tomorrow. For the next 2 weeks, at least, I'll be making videos at 8 p.m. because I can't do anything during the day. My kids are loud, and it ticks me off when I'm making a video. They're all asleep right now, or maybe, I don't know. I haven't heard them, so I think they are in with my wife in our bedroom watching movies. But we have to. If people are really serious and they want to start something so we actually can get our voice out that actually matters and start an association, I'll do it. I'll file the paperwork and we'll do it the right way. I have a media outlet through Freight Broker Live, whatever, however big it is. But I'll do everything in my power to try to make trucking what it should be, and which is, you know, my life. And I want people to care about it. But guys, have fun. Have fun. Whatever. See you later. Bye. Here's a commercial. I'm simply the best, better than all the rest. Yeah, better than anyone. I'm the best. What's a singing goat have to do with factoring? Nothing. OTR Capital. Better than the rest. Played the wrong song from my exit. Guys, have fun. We'll see you later. Bye.